entities and deities of different realms. The prevailing theory suggests that extraterrestrial beings, originating from various planets and stars, are not merely figments of science fiction, but entities of profound significance. Ancient scriptures from various religions, notably Hinduism and Buddhism, have recorded encounters with such celestial beings. These alien life forms are said to have visited Earth in bygone eras, imparting wisdom and knowledge to our ancestors. Some of these extraterrestrial entities are perceived not as physical manifestations, but as elemental energies. These entities, it is proposed, were once visible to human eyes and could interact directly with the people of ancient civilizations. However, in our current modern era, these experiences seem to have dwindled. This intriguing phenomenon raises the question of whether these occurrences were simply products of imagination or deeply entrenched superstitions. Our inability to perceive these cosmic entities today may stem from the mental fog induced by societal pressures. Concerns about daily survival, the relentless pursuit of material wealth, the accumulation of knowledge, and the fears that plague us from the moment we awaken, act as barriers that obscure our consciousness from recognizing these entities. Our world is not solely composed of physical entities. Spiritual beings, both terrestrial and celestial, coexist with us, continuously interacting and influencing our thoughts, feelings, and actions. Our ancestors, with their relatively uncluttered minds and primitive understanding of the world, were less hindered by intellectual barriers. As a result, they were more attuned to their feelings and intuition, which allowed them to perceive and interact with these extraterrestrial beings. Over time, the human mind has evolved, shifting its focus from an intuitive perception of the world to a more intellectual one. As civilization advanced, the inward-looking, intuitive minds of our ancestors adapted to become more outwardly focused, concentrating more on the physical and material aspects of life. This shift in cognitive focus has distanced us from the non-physical, non-material entities that exist beyond our physical realm. As the human mind aligns itself more towards material desires, it inadvertently erects a barrier that blocks out perceptions beyond physical existence. Elemental energies and their existence cannot be comprehended or perceived by a mind primarily attuned to physicality. For us to experience the existence of these ethereal entities, our minds need to transcend the physical, becoming more inward-focused and heavily reliant on intuition. The question then arises, why do people from certain regions experience interactions with spirits or entities more frequently than others? The answer lies in the societal structure and cultural norms of the region. In less developed or less educated societies, the minds of the inhabitants are less burdened by knowledge, thus functioning more intuitively. These societies have more room for experiences beyond the ordinary, as their societal structure allows their intuition to operate more freely. It is not merely an illusionary perception, it is the functioning of the intuitive cognition. In contrast, developed countries in the West, with their emphasis on education and knowledge, tend to dismiss these experiences as mere superstition. These knowledge-centric societies stress the accumulation of information through formal education, leading minds to function more intellectually. It's the nature of knowledge. As we amass more, we tend to function more intellectually and less intuitively. Interestingly, women may be more likely to perceive the presence of spirits or deities than men. This trend can be attributed to the fact that women often operate more intuitively than men, which is a key characteristic distinguishing the sexes. Women frequently rely on their intuition, which is often surprisingly accurate. Men, who tend to function more logically and intellectually, often dismiss these intuitive experiences. Unfortunately, this often leads to the dismissal of women's claims of sensing the presence of higher entities, attributing them to imagination or superstition. However, if men were to open their minds and tune into their intuitive abilities, setting aside logic and placing more awareness on their feelings, they might also be able to perceive these entities. It would allow them to experience the intelligent energies that exist beyond the constraints of the physical mind. Our understanding of the cosmos and its inhabitants, both physical and ethereal, remains limited. As we continue to explore and question our place in the universe, we must keep our minds open to the vast possibilities. We should remember that the true nature of reality may be far more complex and mystifying than our current understanding allows. Just as our ancestors connected with celestial beings in ancient times, perhaps we too can unlock the ability to perceive and understand these ethereal entities, and in the process, learn more about the universe and ourselves.